And then we'll move into our wildlife agenda.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Quentin.
I would like to make a quick statement to clarify that last discussion if you aren't at some point in the remainder of the meeting.
Well, let's go ahead and do that right now.
Okay. And that clarification is Commissioner Stuker said it correctly. The department does pay taxes on property that it owns. And then it was also said correctly that a property with a Fish, Wildlife, and Parks easement on it, that landowner continues to pay taxes on that property. So again, sorry for the confusion, and hopefully that addresses the questions that were asked and that I subsequently inadvertently raised. Thank you.
Maybe it's not germane here, but you know, I think there's also the fact that a conservation easement on someone's property that precluded certain types of uses of that property might change their property valuation, you know, for tax purposes.
Okay, let's go ahead and start with our agenda items. And the first thing is the non-game checkoff work plan. And I see that Lori Hanuska-Brown, are you going to present that to us today?
I am, Chairman. Can you hear me okay? Okay,
yes.
Good morning, Chairman. Thanks. And good morning, commissioners. This is a pretty straightforward agenda item for preliminary approval of the Wildlife Division's expenditure of the annual allocation for non-game tax checkoff. So this is the contribution that you can make on your taxes when you file those each year. Contributions since the beginning have ranged from 20 to 50,000 per year, but they average about 30 to 40. We've seen very little jump or change in that in the past few years. So we operate on the assumption that we'll receive that same amount. I do not have a final amount from 2019. I don't know exactly when we'll receive that as the deadline has been extended for filing. But with this in mind, as shown on the cover sheet, we have allocated or proposed to spend $40,000 in the way stated there. It's pretty similar to years previous. $10,000 is matched that we provide to federal funding in the form of state wildlife grants, and that's to support the statewide avian conservation coordinator position. That's Allison Bagley currently, and she spends her days coordinating conservation work, monitoring inventory for non-game birds across the state, and that's within our own staff and regions as well as within partners. $20,000 of that contribution money would go to inventory monitoring and conservation of species of conservation. And in large part, we collect information on where those species are and the health of populations. That includes things like bats and a variety of bird species and small mammals and whatnot. We have a University of Montana postdoc right now who's been analyzing the efficiency and effectiveness of those efforts across the state, and we're proposing to renew that contract for another 2 years for her to continue to look at those sorts of efforts, as well as add some new components of looking at how our habitat management and our conservation actions actually are benefiting species, again, to make sure that we're being efficient in our expenditures. That money, again, is typically used to match state wildlife grant funds or other federal funds, so we go for the biggest bang for the buck with this small amount of money that we get from the tax checkoff. $5,000 per year has been contributed for the last few years to wildlife viewing projects. Certainly wildlife viewing sites have become increasingly important in this current unprecedented time that we're in with folks wanting to get outside. We're currently working on two projects, one in Region 2, which is a partnership with the Bitterroot Land Trust. And a second project is with the Clark Fork Waterfowl Production Area in Region 5. And those types of projects are to build viewing platforms, to restore native plants for pollinator gardens, you know, improve trails and whatnot for bird watching. And the fourth proposed item there is a $5,000 competitive graduate student stipend, and that's specifically to encourage and promote graduate projects that are focused on non-game conservation. In the past number of years, we've promoted or supported projects to work on bats, to work on riparian restoration. The most current project that's being funded for this year is removal of conifers in Aspen Sands and looking at those impacts to songbirds. With that said, the plan is to finalize this in June if there's room on the agenda. So this is just a preliminary endorsement of this proposed funding, and I'll take any questions.
Thank you. A motion, or do any of you have questions or concerns before a motion?
I'll make a motion. Mr. Chair, I move the Fish and Wildlife Commission tentatively approve the proposed non-game tax checkoff work plan for fiscal year 2021.
Second.
I'll second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. Any questions or comments from the commission?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I have just a quick question. So does this account have just kind of a cushion into it in case there's some unforeseen year in which some of this funding doesn't come in, that some of these types of projects can continue? Or is it just a yearly revolving account, if that makes sense?
No, that's a good question, Commissioner Brower, and you are correct. There is a cushion typically there because funds didn't get spent in the year that they were allocated, or simply because we typically budget for about $40,000 of expenditures. But as I said, the money that comes in fluctuates year to year. So we kind of operate with about a $40,000 budget, knowing that some years there's actually a little bit more in contributions. And in years past, even before I got here, there was a buildup that still remains to date. So we could go big one year and spend maybe $80,000 and reduce that balance, but we choose to leave that there in the event that we have a poor tax contribution year, as you've indicated.
Thank you for that.
Good question, Logan. Any questions or further questions or comments? Are there any members of the public here to comment on non-game checkoff?
Chair Colton, members of the chairman, no public comment on this item.
Back to the commission. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Looking at my agenda, we've got the Helena Urban Deer Plan.